How many inches is yours? I've had every single complication happen to me, and I was alone. Yeah, I would cry at night, and I wanted to jump. You have hate messages?
All the time.
I have some that are like scary.
Like call the police. Like call the police. You also met Lila Gibney.
Yes.
I don't know what you want to say.
He put, you know, it in, and then he went, you know, like to start it. Her whole shit came out, inside out. Inside out. Like when he pulled it out, it went with it like a condom. And she had like a empty.
Sit back and relax as today's program guides you through all things pop culture and the deepest corners of the internet. Warning, may cause brain rot.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Brain Rot. I'm here today with a really exciting guest, the one and only Adia.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm honored to be here.
How are you liking so Toronto? Cute.
It's a vibe, honestly.
Yes.
Yeah, the buildings are so cute. In Montreal, we don't have that.
And you literally just got here yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. So this is totally like impromptu, like makeshift. Like we just did this last minute. So
we really did.
We don't even really know each other, like, personally, and so we're excited to get to know each other.
We never called each other, did we?
No, never.
I feel like I knew you, though.
I know, same. Like, we've known each other on social media for years, but, like, just not, like, you know.
And we, like, talked here and there.
Yes, but, yes. Yeah. And you look so gorgeous in person.
You are gorgeous looks in person.
Even better in person, you guys.
You look like, even better stunning. In person.
Oh, thank you.
You are giving this gender fantasy. And
you
the doll too. Fantasy.
You're giving both, like,
you're giving
iconic.
Both.
Amazing. I have a little cocktail here for us. This is the espresso martini, keeping it classic and gorgeous. Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers. I still can't get over your like photo shoots with the bangs and like the chic.
Oh, the Lana Del Rey
one. Yeah, so gorgeous.
I know. I did intense makeup that day and I regret it so much because the lighting was just not made for that makeup.
Oh, you know? Okay. Yeah.
So like I'm gonna do
soft glow.
Yeah. Oh my god, this is good. You're good.
Thank you. Glad you like it. We also have a full tray of the one and only Krispy Kremes. My favorite donuts. Do you have any like favorite donut places?
Honestly, no. Yeah. I'm not. I love donuts, but I don't like, you know, look for donuts. You know what I mean?
I'm the same way. Like I actually hated donuts until I tried Krispy Kreme because I like how light they are and how they just like melt in my mouth and I can eat like six of them.
Yeah, so. Same.
I feel like as soon as I turn on the cameras, I become like so professional mode. But I much prefer how we were like talking in the kitchen.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I know
like,
we were talking. It's so good. Yeah, what were we saying in the kitchen? Like that we said
we were kind of talking about like our sisters and stuff because like I recently did an episode with my sister on here and I've become closer with her like after my transition and you were saying you've had the opposite with
I had
sister.
The opposite happen.
So how did that come about, like, so you were closer with her before?
Before I was like, you know, we would pick at each other. We weren't, like, really, really close. But
like
we
siblings
would, like,
do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when I transitioned, I don't know what happened. But it just, like, we're still close. But it just, like, we pick at each other a lot, you know? I think it's because we're so similar that it just hits each other in the face.
You know? Yeah. Do you think there's a bit of, like, a competitive aspect or, like, a...
No, because... It's so weird because we're so similar, but we have very different lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
True.
Like, she is in school to cook, and I am an influencer.
Yes, you're stunting model, your pussy.
Yeah.
Just doll diva, yeah. Living your best life.
Yeah, and she's not into that life, you know? So, she's, like, more of a, like, natural glamazon.
Is she, like... very like do her own thing, live her own life, or is she like slightly judgy? Like, how do you feel about that?
I would say she's like, she doesn't judge, but she comments.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But she comes from good.
Yeah,
she's not like,
so she's more concerned than anything.
Yeah,
or,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just
yeah
for sure. I feel like we all have people like that in our lives where like they don't always say the right thing, but you know that they want the best for you. Yeah. And like, it's hard to just get along with them. So, but I think you guys will get there one day. Like, yeah, for sure.
For like, sure. I know.
You'll just, yeah. I think once you get over this, like, when you're in your early 20s, you're also figuring yourself out and like, you know, just trying to figure out what you like and what you want. And once you settle in that, then like, you know, you can make connections so much easier. So,
so true.
Yeah, I even feel like I wasn't as close with my sister in my early 20s either. Like, maybe, like, starting at, like, maybe 23 is when I started getting closer with her. That's how old you are now, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm, like, turning 29 this month, you guys.
Which
I'm, like,
is crazy.
The granny, tranny like, of the
well,
community.
I feel like you don't, if you're gonna look 30, you look 30 when you turn 30. Yes, so
yes, exactly.
Keep that skincare growing.
Yes, girl. The SPF.
Are you taking collagen?
I do have collagen, yeah. I take it every so often, like the powder and like
That you put in like smoothies.
I just put it in smoothies, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of collagen.
After 25, you need to do it every day. Exactly. I think I should start probably now.
I also want to start Botox too. I have a friend who's like doing Botox and I'm like,
but you look like jealous. You're doing Botox.
Really? Yeah. Okay, thank
you.
You
have like nice skin.
I want to look young, but at the same time, like I just want to look young.
Me too. Well,
don't we all? Yeah.
And like, also the hands, apparently, it's like a big thing. Because the hands don't lie.
It's true.
So you always need to put your sunscreen.
And the neck, too, they say.
The neck.
The turkey neck. Yes. That's what my one grandma used to say. Like, I don't want my turkey neck in the photo.
Yeah. Have you seen that meme of that girl that only wore sunscreen in her face?
Yes.
And then she's like 75 or something. And her face is gorgeous. And then her neck, turkey.
yeah she's it's just been scary. Throwing her neck around too much. It's getting stretched.
I mean, she's
out.
A warrior for sharing that for us, you know.
So you've had quite like a long social media arc, I would say, like since I would say I noticed you maybe 2019, I want to say.
That's crazy.
Or 2020, around that time.
Yeah, probably.
And I think I did see your YouTube, but I also mostly noticed you on TikTok because that was like your big, you know, blow up moment. And as we do with all trans girls online, we are just literally controversial by nature.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you've had a few like little controversies.
Do you think? Oh my God, wait, tell me.
Well, I remember, so, like, more recently, like, the whole, like, it was, like, Candace Owens that, like, literally, like, took your words and spun it.
Oh my God. Well, and, like, went. In her defense, which I would not, but she took some words that I said that I should probably have not said. You know what I mean?
Like sound bite.
I worded it
very
badly.
Yeah. And like the I regret my surgery thing. Is that what it was? Yeah. Okay.
I was like, short answer is yes. Babe, I just wanted the views.
Yeah. No, I feel you. We've all been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really irresponsible and funny of her, though, in her, like, ripe age to, like, see someone doing something like that, like, a young creator. And we all know we're doing, like, clickbait and controversy and stuff. And for her to take that and run with it and do a whole segment, it's like, you don't even, like, did she even contact you and be like,
no,
just want to make sure, like, do you actually regret it?
Well, it's not just that. It's the fact that she cropped out because when I did the video, I worded it very badly, and I worded it in a way that I would get views, obviously, because you know, we're content creators, we want views.
Yes,
obviously, it's not a,
of
like,
course we gotta
secret.
Make money. Hello.
Yeah, so I did that, and then after I was editing it, I was like, ooh, maybe I should like tone it down a little bit. So I wrote in the video what I actually meant, and she cropped it.
Yeah, that's wild.
So you know,
she knew what she was doing, and we're not surprised.
Yeah, we're not surprised.
Yes, it's crazy. I feel like there's, like, such a group of, like, people online that are, like, obsessed with the dolls, and they just, their entire careers is built around trying to bash us and trying to, like, destabilize our entire community. Like, it's so funny.
Do you have hate messages?
All the time.
I have some that are, like, scary.
Like, call the police. Like, you
like
know,
call
like
the police.
Vibe.
Well, I know, like, police people, that's so good. I'm, like, I'm good, but...
Don't we all have a few little cops in our back pocket?
But I have connections.
Oh, yes.
The FBI.
Love it. Kidding.
But in the police, yeah. So
she carries.
No. Yes. I'm. Oh! Did he just try to?
Did he try to hump you?
I don't know.
Elio. He's done it before to guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's, I mean,
like
it's
a dominance
normal.
Thing.
Yeah, it comes.
He's already had his SRS, so nothing came out. But
he got castrated.
Yes. He's a little eunuch. Yeah. I thought of making a live stream once, like, titled, like, Living
you
as a Eunuch,
so,
or, like, something
crazy. You should so make a video saying that, like, you're trans, and you made your
my
trans,
dog trans.
Like, you were, like, You should be delusional and be like, so I noticed that my dog liked to play with the pink toys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I got him the SRS, and obviously he's so much more happier now. You should still do that.
That would be amazing.
But like, you need to make it serious.
I make sure I put pink dye in his water because he won't drink it otherwise. Like,
no, it needs to be pink.
It has to be like pink lemonade. Pink. Yes.
Yes. He like walks with his hips.
Yeah.
He's a woman.
I've been training him and I'm getting little doggy heels.
I was misgendering her right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, for sure. That would be so funny. I love like the trolling aspect because people just take life too freaking seriously.
Yeah. Like when I got my uterus transplant.
Exactly.
People could not take it.
It's so funny because I was just talking with a guy on Hinge last night, literally. And he says to me, are you post-op? And I'm like, and he was like, oh, I don't want to offend you. I just wanted to like know. And I'm like, no worries. I get it. Because like, honestly, if you're going to go on a date with someone, like you probably want to know, do they have, you know, a vagina or a penis?
Obviously.
Or it's something in between us now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on Hinge. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, no, I'm post-op. Don't worry. And then he was like, I'll be honest. Like, I want to have children with my future partner, so it's not going to work out. And I'm like thinking in my head, why the hell did you ask me then?
Babe, why are you on Hinge?
Literally. And then like, I said to him, I was like, well, I do too, but like, I'll just get my sister to donate an egg or whatever. And like, that's my journey, but I understand it's not for everyone. And then he was like, yeah, it's not for me. And then I'm like, no worries. Take care. And then he sends me a long message back saying like, honestly, you've really opened my eyes and made me change my perspective. Like, I'm not going to unmatch you. I'm really thinking about
you know
things.
What happens? It's because I have so much experience with this.
Mm-hmm.
Every time a guy is not okay with you being T and makes either a scene or like is very like openly unhappy about it, it's because like they secretly love it.
Yeah.
And they love the idea.
They do.
And I bet he was just like in his house thinking, and he was like, damn, I really have this opportunity right now. I can't mess it up. Like,
yeah.
I can't lie and be like, I don't want you at all because I want children. Like, baby, you're not thinking about the children.
No, you're not.
You're thinking about this dress, yes, girl. Yes,
exactly. Like, yeah. How about hi, hello first, not the children?
It's so weird. It's like, you're not going on a date with us, this girl, and be like, oh, sorry, biological girl. And you're like, are you fertile? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Exactly, yeah.
Hello, how are you?
And, like, even if you think you're fertile, sometimes you still can't have kids. Like, there's so many things, you know, and to, like, write it off right off the base of, like, you know, oh, I'm clearly into you, but you can't have children the way I want to have children, you know, just silly.
It's so silly.
Yeah. So, I personally, I don't have, like, a ton of trans friends, especially, like, in the social media community, but I know you do, and, like, you've, like, been to LA, and you've hung out with the dolls.
I met the girls.
Yes. So, tell me about that. Like, I'm so curious.
Like, what do you want to know? There's so much to...
I don't know. I feel like you were telling me stuff about Jasleen and, like, you were talking
Jasleen
with her about
friend.
Stuff. Yes.
Love We've that. Known each other for 5 years. I think it's going to be...
Hi, Jasleen.
Hi, Jasleen. It's probably going to be like 6 years almost.
Okay. That's awesome.
I think. But yeah, we met in a FaceTime group chat and it was chaotic. It was a whole bunch of, you know, T people. And we didn't know each other at all. And so we were just talking to everyone. And then me and her kind of like started a conversation on our own. And then people started leaving one by one because me and her would just, like, talk to each other and we would ignore
hours,
everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we ended up staying on that call for hours just talking.
I love that.
Yeah. And then we follow each other on Instagram. We got
That's how you know you
numbers.
Found, like, a true friend when the conversation just, like, flows and flows.
And we've been through it together. Like, we have done stuff that's, like, made us closer, not anything like that, but
lesbian prevention guard.
No.
Jermaine, can I sleep in the bed tonight? I'm really sick of the mattress.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do the lesbian prevention guard.
Oh, you're so funny, Jermaine.
I'm not even fucking joking. I'm fucking serious.
But you know, she took care of me for my surgery. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah,
I love that.
She came,
Was she there with you when you got FFS done recently?
Yes.
Amazing.
That's what she
Okay.
was with.
Cute. Amazing. Yeah. I watched that video. I loved
you
it.
Did?
When you were getting your bandages taken off, your
I
like expressions.
Tripping.
I saw
I was tripping. Oh, you don't understand. I was looking in the mirror that he gave me. First of all, the mirror was like shaking like this because I was like, what the f*** did I do? I was like regretting my life decisions. And I was like, this surgery cost me so much. Mm-hmm. It was like 54.
Yeah. Thousand. That's crazy.
I got my forehead. I got a brow lift. I got my nose done.
And can I just say, like, it looks 10 times even better in person. Like, I'm like gagged. I'm shocked. Like, it doesn't even look like you've had surgery. Like, I'm like,
oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
Your side profile. I'm like, are you kidding me? That little ski slope.
That little ski slope. Yeah. I told him I want my nose flat. I want like a flat look. I don't know if I'm like traumatized from like my like Italian roots that had my nose going like this.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just so happy.
Like a dream. You look amazing.
Oh, you too.
You like look Scandinavian. You're like, oh my God, giving like tall blonde supermodel.
What do you say when guys ask you where you're from?
Well, I really am Swedish, so I just say like
I'm from
Swedish. But I.
So you're Scandinavian.
I am. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, me too.
Exactly.
No, yeah.
Yes.
When people are like, are you trans? I'm like, no, I'm Scandinavian.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Love
it. I do that all the time. Oh, my God. Also, I wanted to talk about the surgery.
So, we are Pussy Twins. We went to the same doctor in Montreal. Yes. I'm fall 2020 and you're winter 2020. Yes. I like to say it like that because it's like a fashion line. I feel like it was crazy because we, out of most dolls, would have a different experience considering that it was like during the lockdowns and stuff, and Quebec was like so locked down, it was crazy. And so we kind of had to do shit on our own. Like, were you alone for like the
whole
days?
Time? Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible. Oh my God.
And I've had every single complication happen to me, and I was alone. Goodness. Yeah. I would cry at night, and I wanted to jump.
Yeah.
Off. Yeah.
I think it's so real, the depression after surgery. Like, yeah. I also, even like months, I would say even up to a year afterwards, was like depressed, just like trying to figure out how to live my life because your 100. Body's so changed. Yep. Oh my goodness. So complication wise, like that would mean like granulation. That would mean like wound dehiscence.
I bled
like,
out the first yeah. night.
Oh goodness.
They had to put gauzes in between the, you know, where they cut. Like, yes. In between the lips.
Yeah.
They had to put gauzes inside there.
Oh, God.
So you can imagine how, like, badly it healed.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And obviously, I came out online.
Yeah.
And I spoke about it. And then I was known as, like, the botched coochie girl, which is, like, the worst thing in the world. And then I was dealing with that at the same time.
Yeah.
So...
That's, yeah, and I will say, like, that's so brave of you, and, like, I know we use brave and we're, like, roll our eyes, but, like, when I saw you talking about that stuff, I was, like, she's being real, and, like, you gained so much respect from me because I feel like so many people don't want to talk about the shit that goes wrong or the shit that happens because they don't want to be seen as the botched girl, and it's so much bigger than that because I feel like now that you're on the other side, hopefully you can see that, like, that doesn't define you, and you can do things to change it. You can like get revisions. You can like move on with your life in so many ways that are just so much more impactful than like that moment in time where you're feeling like insecure about the 100%. Surgery.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
It looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I got the revision, but they fixed mostly the outside. Like the outside is perfect, but the inside, you know, I'm still having difficulty with like dilation. When I have, you know, intercourse, it's like not pleasurable.
Yeah.
To what
like penetration, yeah.
Yeah, penetration. so it's like, yeah. I'm thinking about going to Thailand, probably, but I'm not in a rush.
A little like right Dr. Sue porn, Dr. Banks, like
yeah, I don't know any of those, but yeah. I've been on Reddit, like, you know, Reddit is like the doll Bible.
The Bible. Yeah. Yeah. It's so sad that we have to like rely on like, you know, usernames and people that like you'll never meet and you don't really know if they're being honest.
Can we talk about how many girls have problems and issues with that surgery?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was the only one to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like there, when I was coming out with it, I knew at least like 13.
Yeah.
I promise. Like, I'm not joking. It goes, that surgery is like, yes, it's been around for a while, but it's so, like...
so complex. Like, yeah. The amount of, like, nerve endings that you're f***ing with and, like, reconstructing everything. And I talked about, like, the good and the bad on my YouTube channel as well. But I didn't have as many complications as you. But I will say, like, to this day, I think I want a revision, too. Like, I just want, like, the scars to be, like, touched up a bit. Because, like, the scars can be bigger and you can get, like, the creping. scar cream I did use. Yeah. I don't know, like, how much I believe scar cream helps. Like, I think it helps a little bit, but, like... But
not that much.
Yeah, so it's just my scars are, like, lighter. So they're, like, more, like, white.
Okay, same.
Than the rest of my skin, yeah. So...
Yeah.
I just, like, wish they were darker or, like, you know. So I might get that revised, and then I just
feel like... You could get a tattoo.
That's true, actually. Yeah. Maybe I'll do that. But also...
I feel like it's not worth it. The only thing is the scars. The color of the scars.
So I had a thing, like, my main complication that I hated was that, on, like, the left lip,
okay,
like, the bottom section of it, like, near the opening of the vagina, the skin, like, kind of, like, there was, like, a rip.
Okay.
And it kind of, just the bottom section.
Oh, I remember you talked
just
about,
like,
this.
Yeah, right? It just kind of, like, folded in. I can show you pictures after this.
I'm done.
It just, like, folded in.
I'll
and
show
kind
you
of
mine
just,
if
like,
you show me yours.
Yes, yes. And it just kind of, like, the skin is, like, different there. And it's more, like, it's, like, the top layer of skin is gone.
Okay.
And the rest of the skin there, it's, like, skin colored, but it, like, is more sensitive. And it gets, like, more chafing and stuff.
Okay.
Just from, like, daily stuff, like, just walking
around doing things.
And I can feel, like, uncomfortable, like a bit of, like, a burning sensation, like, you know what chafing is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it just feels like that, and it's, like, so annoying, because you're like, I just want to feel cunt, and, like, literally I feel like I have, you know, chlamydia 24/7. Yeah. I don't feel like it 24/7. It feels like it may be like,
it no, but I still get it. If I walk a lot, I feel like I kind of have that.
Yeah. It's like chafing, and like if you swim in a lake and you don't douche after, it's giving swamp pussy. You know what I mean?
Do you douche every day?
I don't douche every single day, but almost every day. And like every time I dilate, I douche. Okay. I just like to flush everything out and keep everything fresh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so many.
If I don't dilate, douche every day, I don't know why. I just feel like it needs to get out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I need to douche every day. It's like my routine.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, just do it. And then, you know, I hate dilating.
Yeah.
So it kind of helps with, like, reassure that it's not closed.
You know what I mean?
Because then you put it in and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
It's still there, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Like, I always have fears of it, like, getting shorter, like, the canal. And
how many inches is yours?
I don't know. I haven't measured it in forever, but it's definitely more than 4.
More than 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I think mine, I haven't measured it in forever either, but I used to be a deep girl.
Yeah, I remember you saying, like, it, like, sucked up the whole dilator.
No, I swear. Do you know the nudge in the dilator?
Yeah, 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 the nudge.
I would get to that, the first one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would pass all the white dots.
Jealous.
Promise, no. But, girl, it's so gone right now.
Meanwhile, you were, like, pushing it into your intestines, like, it was, like, poking through. No, I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
No, no, no. You would know if that was happening.
Yeah.
I had fears that I, like, literally had, like, it's called, like, a fistula, okay, where, like, it's, like, a hole that connects to your, like, intestines, and you're shitting out your vagina.
Stop.
Like, I had a fear of that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can we talk about vagina or coochie fears?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let's do it.
What's your biggest fear? Is that it? The,
like, it would just, yeah, it would, like, blow a hole and shit would start falling out of your...
Did you hear a story from someone?
I definitely have. I've read them on Reddit. I've, like...
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Why? What do you have something you want to spell?
Oh, spell. Yes. So, I know this girl.
Yes.
And, I know her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of her. I know her. So, I know it's real.
Sorry. So, she was 2 months post-op vaginoplasty.
Yes. And she got our method that we got. And
penile inversion.
Penile inversion. It sounds horrible to say out loud, but she got that. And she went to the bar. Okay. Met a guy. Kind of like my first time. But I knew the guy that I met there. But she met this guy. And then, he took her home. And then they were going to do it. He put, it in. And then he went, to start it. Her whole shit came out, inside out. Inside out. Like, when he pulled it out, it went with it like a condom. And she had, like a empty penis. And there was so much blood because it ripped on the side. And I remember she sent me pictures. Traumatizing.
Wait, did she go to the same doctor as us?
Yes. No, wait. Who did you get?
I got Brassard.
Oh, no. I got Bélanger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But same clinic. I think she got... Like, the same...
Yeah, I think she got
clinic.
One of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You have no idea how traumatizing that was. after I heard that and I saw the pictures.
And was this, you saw the photos you had the surgery already or before you had the surgery?
Oh, after. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I was like, maybe a month post-op. Yeah, we were close. Like,
surgery. Honestly, that was a fear for me too, because I didn't understand how, like, what the vagina was attached to.
Yeah,
like, how does it stay in there? Like, how is it working? Yeah. You know? But I think, like, what I realized, like, from my understanding is, like, if you're healed enough, so basically they create a cavity and it's a hole that's created in you. And then they just use the skin that they have when they're reformatting everything and they put the skin on top of the open cavity so it adheres to like the rest of your body. So it just becomes like the skin on the inside of your cavity and it's not necessarily like, but if it doesn't have enough time to attach to the tissue, then it's not gonna, like, the skin will just fall out, right? So that sounds like that's what's happened. And that is, like, honestly even worse than what I said. Like, that's just, like, beyond. Like, I would die. I feel like that man was probably traumatized. It's like,
he's never gonna have sex again.
Have you heard of, like, girls' uteruses falling out? Like, that happens too. So I've it kind of gives that vibe. So,
and yeah. I don't want to hear it because I have a uterus now. So.
Exactly. Too traumatizing. No. If they've had kids or, like, they have a weak pelvic floor, you can eventually have something like a part of your uterus falling out. So
that it's insane.
Like, we never have to feel like it's just an us problem. Like, in general, being a woman sucks ass.
Yeah.
But you know, it just makes things more difficult. I will say, like, one thing, like, about the surgery that I find frustrating is that it's so much harder to orgasm because everything's switched around and, like, no one talks about that. Like, no one talks about, like, how, and in general, you just know for women in general, it's harder to have an orgasm. Like, men are always the one finishing the job. And, like,
it's so simple.
So many girls are like, a man's never made me come before, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
how many have you had, like, guys that did it?
Zero.
Are you for real?
Well, I only had one, like, boyfriend, and, like, I just feel like I wasn't as attracted to him. Like, I was attracted to him, but, like,
you weren't, like, your flower didn't open.
No, like, I wasn't. Yeah, like, we would, I would enjoy the sex, but, like, I would then psych myself out and be like, I need to reach an orgasm, and then I just couldn't do it because I would psych myself out.
Okay.
So with him, it just, like, never happened, but I think it could happen in the future.
You need to be like, you need to stand your ground. You need to be like, I did it for you. You need to do it for me.
Yes.
Like, I'll show you, and then every time you can know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes. How about yourself?
Just one.
Just what? Yeah. You're like acting like the expert. You're
and
like,
also, it was a fucking loser.
Yeah.
He's such a loser.
But he made it happen.
He made it happen. Fireworks. No, he's hot, but he's a loser.
What is, like, dating like for you now? Like, how's that going? Like,
it's going good, but honestly, I want to talk about this too. Mm-hmm. I feel like some girls have, because I was talking about this with my friend, and she was like, she had the impression that if you are trans and you get the surgery, you mm-hmm. will literally get no one, because one, you are trans. So if guys want you, they want you because you have something more, if you know what I mean. But then you got the surgery. So what do you have? They might as well get a fucking biological girl.
I think that's
the way I see it is not that way at all. If you have it and you don't want to get rid of it, that's your choice. But then don't tell me that, because first of all, I wouldn't want a guy that wants me because I have something, like a material that, like, he fetishizes or something. If a guy likes me, it's because I'm me. It's because he likes mm-hmm. me, you know? Not because I have a part. If he's like a chaser, what do we call them? Like a chaser? Yeah. Yeah.
The mind, soul, body, and spirit is what they need to really
So that's want. Why I feel like it's a hard subject when you aren't post-op, because some girls, you know, they want guys to like them for who they are, not that. And there's so many chasers out there that there want is. That are looking for that.
And the thing is, like, if a guy is specifically looking for you because of a body part, then it's not because of who you are. It's because of, you know, something so superficial.
Yeah.
You can find connections, like, from chasers. Like, you know, like, I've definitely, like, in the past, like, before I had the surgery, like, I dated guys that were, like, looking to date a trans girl. I'm sure we all have. But, and it developed into something a little bit more because, you know, they realize, wow, you're actually a real person. You're kind of cute. Oh, you're hotter than the other girls I've dated. So, like, you know what? Like, you have everything I want. And then, but then they always have sometimes a sense of shame around it too. So
no, they're losers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the only guy I've been with that was a chaser, or maybe I've been with more than I know, you know, you never know. But the one that I had dated before my surgery, he was such a loser. And he literally, like, went behind my back and went with my friend. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know.
Oh, my goodness.
That, like, that you were. Know, I was talking to him. And then later on, she was talking to me about him. And I was like, whoa, hold up. Like, who is that? And then she showed me. And I was like, girl, the fuck?
That's crazy. I was like... That would have been... Were you, like, heartbroken?
No, because I wasn't, like, far into it.
Okay,
you know, yeah. Obviously, my friend didn't know who he was. But, so, I wasn't, like, far into it, but...
That happens so often. Like, I was just at, like, an event, and I was talking to some girls, and, like, they, like, one girl was like, yeah, like, this guy that I was with when I was 16, like, he ended up leaving me for that other girl over there, and I was like, oh, my God, like, that's crazy, like, because sometimes the pool is smaller than you would think, and, like, there's some guys that are, like, really mobile, and they're just, like, getting around, and they, like, want to be with everyone, and so you never know, like, who you're sleeping with or what train they've ran through, you know? Yeah,
that's why you have to wait before you do that.
Dating is such a complex thing, regardless of whether or not you're trans. And having had the surgery, I didn't really know what to expect. I reached a point where I was, like, so uncomfortable with my body, and I had been in relationships and I had boyfriends and stuff. And I, like, even, like, in intimacy and stuff, like, with that, you know, part, like, having a penis or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm always like, or whatever.
Were you always disconnected with it?
I was, like, my whole life. Like, I never really, like, I just didn't vibe with it. And even in, like, relationships, I feel like I was in one relationship where the guy was, like, kind of into it. And he was, like, more attracted to me because I had it. And that was, like, a weird thing. And then...
It made you uncomfortable.
Yeah. And then the longer relationship I was in, he wasn't into it. And, like, I may as well have had a vagina or whatever.
Okay.
So that
I remember. Kind of... It's the one that you were with before your surgery, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he, like, helped me through the surgery. Yeah,
I used to watch your videos.
Yeah. He was, like, good in so many ways. And, like, yeah, like, I broke up with him. And, like, there was some drama. But, like, there's no, like, real drama. It was just kind of, like, we just weren't meant to be, you know? Yeah. But so yeah, with that situation, I kind of reached a point where I was like, you know what, like if this guy like would like me either way, like another guy would like me if I've had the surgery too. And like, I got the surgery for myself first and foremost. And the fear of like, would someone still be into me? It was like, okay, I know someone could still be into me because he was with me before and after, which is so fucking weird, you guys. Like being in a relationship with someone and having a penis before and then a vagina after. And like going through the recovery, I definitely think it like damaged our relationship because let's be honest, like you can't have sex for months and months and months and your entire body's changed and your relationship with sex has changed.
Yeah.
But we did reach a point by the end of our relationship where like it was back to normal again. And I think that's why I broke up with him. Cause I was like, it's not me. Like, you know what I mean? It's just us. It's the situation. It's not just because I had surgery or because I'm trans, like, you know, so I definitely think that it was kind of an eye-opening experience for me. And it affirmed to me that I can have like sex and have relationships with people after the surgery. Cause that's a big fear we all have, right? Did you have that fear? Like,
yeah.
If people would be attracted to you or like, do I have a vagina or do I have a surgery? You know, like it's kind of scary to think of that stuff that way. And like, we go through trauma, like we have PTSD, like we had like one of the most complex surgeries in the world. And it's something that's so tied to our identity and also to our sexuality. So we're just like going through it. And of course, we're like mentally unstable for like years after like trying to like get used to our new bodies.
Also, trannies are crazy. Let's be honest. True. We're all like f***ed up in the head.
Yes.
We really are.
We're all a bit mental.
There's more than like, you know, there's some that are more than others. But
yes, yes. Yeah.
We're all like fucked up.
It's true. And that's the thing too. When people have like been through shit, they're going to throw shit like much more than the average person. Like they're going to freaking fight and claw their way to survive.
Yeah.
And you can kind of get that vibe from some people for sure.
Scary.
Name drop.
No. Do you have any like stories about like trans drama?
I'm like the anti-drama and you probably would expect that from me. Like,
yeah, no, you have like a very peaceful, like, peace and love vibe.
Yeah, I don't like, I like hearing about drama and, like, watching it.
Of course, who doesn't?
Right? Yeah. But I don't like being, like, super mean or, like, being a part of drama. Mm-hmm. And I tend to just, like, step away if there's a lot of drama. But, like, at the same time, like, I've, like, watched a lot of, like, drama unfold online and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
Real Housewives.
How about you? I mean, obviously, you know,
I've had my fair share.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Well, I feel like you just have more of like a handle on the community than I do. Like, I've been like on this little island, I think, because I transitioned in like 2015. I didn't know anyone who was trans. So I surrounded myself with like all like biological girls and like, I just never got into the trans community in that way.
Yeah.
And so I don't have the same level of drama in that sense.
But also, I feel like YouTube girls, because I feel like I'm a YouTube girl too, but I'm like, you're more of a YouTube girl, you know? You're more like successful on there. You're more like professional vibes. I just started taking YouTube seriously and I feel like I was more like a TikTok girly.
Yeah.
And I'm like transitioning into it. But I feel like YouTube girls, because people see them as like more professional, because let's be real, YouTube is way harder than TikTok. It's way more work.
Longer.
It's like, there's not going to be any, you know, T-girls that are lazy doing YouTube.
That's true.
It's a lot of work. And if you're posting every week, it's like a full-time job.
Yeah.
Almost. So,
I feel like you see all the cameras.
Yeah.
You see
like, you're doing a lot. And I feel like other girls that are, you know, doing their own thing, I feel like they see that as threatening.
Okay.
Because they see you got it together, you know? And it's a very competitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, your English is f-ing amazing. And I remember like following you on TikTok in 2020 and like on YouTube as well. And I knew that you were French and like obviously like, you know, you had a little bit more of like a huge French accent. Yeah. Now, nothing.
Gorgeous. Are you for real?
Like, you might have like that. The odd word where you're like competitive or whatever, but like, so normal. Like, you sound amazing.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
I'm jealous.
It's so weird because, you know, like, he was like, I know you're French. Like, he knew I was my first language. And I was like, what?
In the cutest way. It's like a flex.
Really? Yes. Yeah, sometimes I wish I kind of still have it because I think it's cute sometimes.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I'm going to go all out, you have to go all out. So people have to be like, you're French.
All you have to do is start speaking in French. And then they'll be like, oh my God. Oh mon Dieu.
Oh mon Dieu.
Trans drama. Like, I feel like I've definitely encountered people in the past. Like, I always talk about this one situation. Like, I went to this one party and this girl came up to me and like, it was like a more LGBT party, like whatever. Okay. Lots of dolls there.
A trans girl?
This was like back in like 2016. It was like a long time ago. And I thought it would be like more of like an embracing feeling, like where you're like, oh my goodness, like my people. But I felt like I was being interrogated. Like, people were like, you haven't had any work done on your face. Like, how many surgeries have you had? Who are you dating? What's your sex life like? Like, it felt so like not organic. Like, I'd been to so many parties with like the bios, you know, like just like regular, you know, whatever. Yeah. The straights.
Normal.
The normies.
The normies.
And I was just used to like, you know, the regular like, hi, how's it going? Oh, what do you do for work? You know, like that kind of vibe. Yeah. And so then I went to this party and it's like, how many surgeries have you had? You didn't have your nose done? Like, someone said that to me. They're like, yo.
Just lie. Just say you got it done.
I know.
It's a very superficial world.
It is.
The trans community is honestly fucked up.
It's because the things that we're trying to connect over are so, like, superficial. Yeah, like, surgery.
So, right. Yeah. It's very sad.
He's, like, baby, on one. He needs a so Xanax. Cute.
He really does.
You need a Xanax.
He needs two. Sir.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's very superficial.
Have you, like, encountered, like, jealousy and, like, hatefulness? 100%. Of course.
I feel like since I got my surgeries, I've seen it go up intensely. Before, when I looked a mess online and I was doing the most cringy shit possible, I didn't get that much because people don't like to see someone. I feel like even though I was, like, you know, putting on a front online, you could still tell that I was unhappy, you know? And I feel like now that I'm happy and I've done so many things and, you know, I spent so much and obviously it's, like, open. So I feel like girls don't like that. They don't like to see someone happy. So if you get hate, it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's so true. I've been feeling that way.
Yeah, it's a compliment. Well. It's the biggest form of compliment. If you have someone that hates you for no reason, if you're not an annoying person, then it's like a compliment, you know? Yeah. If you're annoying, it's because you're annoying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Some people just need some self-awareness.
Yeah.
But no, if you're already feeling like insecure and you're feeling like uncomfortable and like people are like being mean to you and being hateful, you're aware enough to like have that insecurity in you and you're like not confident because you're hyper aware of yourself, like too much so.
Yeah.
So you would know you're not being annoying. You're just serving too much and people are like not vibing. Like I've been to parties too where like, you know, you go and some girls just like don't care to even say a word to you and they ignore T-girls? You or they give you no, just like, even
yeah.
Like that's the thing too, is like I need more like doll friends. Like I need more T girls in my life.
Yes.
But then I also hear these things and I'm like only you some, need to find only the right some ones. The right ones.
Yeah. Cause there's like, you know, I feel like we are on the same crazy vibe. There's like, you know,
yes.
Like people like us.
I feel like we have the same vibe. Yeah, like I'm so really into do. It.
Yeah.
You
would love Jasmine.
Yeah, I think I would as
you
well.
Really would.
Yeah. She seems really sweet. I was gonna say, you also met Lila Gibney.
Yes.
I don't know what you wanna say.
No, she's sweet.
She seems you know, like a sweet person.
She's very she's so funny. She's so funny. She's so extra.
Entertaining. So
she's so entertaining.
Louder than life.
I love her. But, you know, sometimes I feel like she should, like, you know, turn her tongue before she does things.
Yes.
But she's not, like, an awful person.
No. Like, I wouldn't consider her to be, like, a mean person or, like, vindictive or anything like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, like...
She has no filter.
That's she has no thing. Filter.
She has
yeah,
no
yeah, yeah.
filter. And I feel like if people... If everyone had... absolutely no filter in this generation where you need to be like watch everything you say, you're gonna be so hated.
She would be like so popular in like the early 2000s on like an MTV reality oh show my or God, something yeah. like everyone would be obsessed, like it would be like, you know, one of those things. But I do find her like very like entertaining from like
drama
a
that's
from
going on right now.
I know, like she just won't stop, like she's like I'm stop. Gonna fuck everything
no but
up.
She's kind of smart.
She is.
Like, it's she's playing, like, she's doing it, like, thought, like, she's thinking mm-hmm. about it, you know?
Yeah,
because this
sure.
is all happening. She just started her podcast, and then she did the wedding thing where she, you know about that? She
yeah, filmed the whole thing. Yeah. I feel like, I'll be honest, I don't think any T-girls are dumb. I don't think any trannies are dumb. I think that we fucking fight to be who we are.
Yeah.
You're never going to meet a dumb tranny unless they're a
gender goblin.
If she goes
viral, it's because she meant it to go viral.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For sure.
Like, you know, there's some stuff that I did that I kind of regret.
Like in the early days on TikTok and stuff?
Yeah, and like, you know, other places. Some things I shared that I shouldn't have like shared that I don't want online anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I did it to help girls because I knew that they would like, you know, learn mm-hmm. from it a lot and that it would help a lot of people. But everything that I did back then was the smart move at that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything I did... I kind of don't regret it smartly. But then if I think about me now, I'm like, and I'm not being smart, I would so not do it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like all T-girls are in fight or flight mode all the yes. time. We always have to be so smart and, like, be so, like...
Even
calculated.
Yeah. Even yeah. going to like influencer events and stuff and like no one else in the room is like queer or LGBT or anything. And like you just kind of have to like blend in. Have you ever had that happen? And like I've had that happen like for several instances, like a brand trip. Like I went to like a lavender farm and like.
That's crazy.
And no one like on the thing was like, you know, queer or anything. And I just had to like blend in. And I thought about making a TikTok being like. When you're the only like tranny trying to blend in with the pretty girls on the trip. And they're like, what do you do for content? And I'm like, lifestyle. You
yeah,
know,
I always do fashion.
Because you don't know what people are going to say, right? Or if it's going to like form a thing. I feel like now it's a little better. But like a few years ago, I was kind of like.
Yeah. And also with us being so open online, we share a lot. So it's like. When people ask, obviously they're going to ask questions that we don't mind answering them. But then at a certain point, it's like. I've answered this like 2,000 times mm-hmm. and it's like so boring to me to repeat it again. So I'm just not going to mention, like, I'm not going to give you the opportunity to ask me that question.
It's just like you get tired of it and like,
yeah.
it's not really
that we're
do.
Insulted because we share it online.
Yeah.
That's another thing. A lot of girls now, especially like, you know, the umbrella now, transgender, the people, they go online, they share everything. They share that they identify as that. They share their experience. But then in person, when it's like humane contact, where it's like the whole point you're doing this is for human other humans and clout and money, obviously. But you're doing it also for, like, you know, helping people. And then when you're actually in real life with people and they ask you something that you shared online, you get like insulted. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I'm like, you're such an attention seeker. Yeah.
Like, I met someone, like, the other day, and they, like, came up to me, and they're like, oh, my God, I watch your stuff. And, like, I'm so happy to talk about it. Yeah. But then they were like, I haven't watched anything recently because your videos are too long. And I'm like, like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'm like, who are
you? Does that make you question it a little bit and you edit more now?
No, because I look at this person and I'm just like, you're crazy. Like, who goes up to someone that you admire and you give a backhanded compliment?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, that's so weird. Like, you're a weirdo. Like, thank God you don't watch my videos. Like, in my head, that's the way I think. Because, like, I do podcasts and stuff now. So, it's going to be longer.
Yeah.
And, like, if you don't want to watch the full video, don't watch the full video.
Or watch it in 0.5.
I would never, like, go up to someone that I admire and be like, oh, my God, like, I watch your videos, but not anymore because they're too long. Like,
yeah.
That's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like also they were nervous, probably.
Probably. That's probably what it was.
Yeah. It's a hard thing doing what we do. Yes, it's easy. Like, Michaela did not eat that up.
I know.
I literally just finished work and it's 5:19. Try being an influencer for a day. Try it. Because the people who say it's easy are so far out of their minds, try it for a day. It is not for everybody.
It's, yeah, like, easy.
She's, like, acting like she's, like, an oil rig driller off the, yeah, coast. Like,
like, girl, you're not doing that much.
You just lie about makeup.
It's a lot, but compared to leaving your house every day to do something for hours, it's so good.
Especially considering, like, you're working for yourself, you're, yeah, like, doing your own thing, and you're building an empire for yourself, and you're not, like, working for some, like, wage slave job where, like, you know, your boss is, like, cracking the whip, and you're like, oh, my God, like, is this gonna go anywhere, you know?
Yeah. Like, at least, have to be grateful.
Yeah, so, yeah, grateful.
I'm so grateful. You have to remember to be grateful every day, because what you're not grateful for is gonna go by.
Exactly. Truer words never spoken.
Also, there's so much, like, eating disorder in the trans community.
So much eating disorder.
Have you, like...
I've had one.
You've had one?
What, well, I think, you know, I've never been, like,
I diagnosed. Feel like every girl has one, even, like, biological girls.
Yeah.
We all do a little bit.
For me, it would just be, like, anorexia, like, just, like, okay, not eating as much because, okay, I would, like, make myself busy and, like, the smaller the better, you know, that, yes, kind of vibe. So I've definitely had, like, moments where I'm like, okay, I need to, like, keep that in check and, like, eat more, you, yeah, know? How about yourself?
No, yeah, I've been in a hospital because, I've talked about this on my channel because, yeah, I want to taste it.
I'm gonna grab napkins because this one, like, exploded on me.
Mm. Oh my God, this is good.
Right? They're so, like, fresh.
Have you ever been to Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
Was it crispy?
I actually do think they're crispy. I don't understand that.
This is so good. I haven't had this.
Right?
Ever.
You've never had Krispy Kreme? See, this is why it's my favorite donut. No one believes me when I'm like, oh my God, I hate donuts except for Krispy Kreme. Like, it doesn't taste like a donut. It's like a delicious pastry. So you were saying?
I hadn't eaten it.
Yes.
Yeah, I went to hospital for like 2 weeks.
And when was this? Last week. No.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I just got out.
Yeah.
No, before BBL, okay, I started binging. That's why I got BBL.
Oh, because you wanted more fat to, like...
Yeah. I got surgery and then it didn't go well at all. I just lived with, honestly, like, I went through it and whatever. And then I moved out of my dad's house. Went to Montreal because I'm from Gatineau.
Yeah, okay.
And Ottawa. Have you ever been?
I haven't been to Gatineau. I think I have a friend who lives near, or who lived near there, like, grew up near there, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to get the fuck out of there. And so, yeah, I left there, and then I was in Montreal alone, and I didn't know anybody, and then COVID happened, so you couldn't really meet people during COVID. So I, like, moved out in the worst time.
Yeah,
basically spent so much on rent for no reason. Yeah. Oh yeah, and I had a penthouse.
Oh my goodness, because I remember, like, those, like, photos. It was stunning though, like, it was gorgeous. Yeah. The city view.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I had a whole penthouse, and it was so much rent every month. I don't know why I did that. I think it was because it was my first apartment, and then after I was like, okay, let me settle down. Yeah, I was in there all the time, and then I got so depressed, and then, you know, I was watched, yeah. So I would like overeat. I would just watch TV, and then I got my cat because I didn't know what the fuck to do, and then I made a whole video about this. Like, I was so insecure, and it was like so bad and so rough, and like I was like this close like leaving, and then at one point, I don't know why, I just like was like, wake up, you know?
So that I went to Miami. That little voice in your head, it was like, wake the fuck up, yeah, bitch.
Wake the fuck up. I applied for BBL. I wasn't even healthy enough because mm-hmm. I had so much visceral fat. Visceral fat is the fat around your organs that mm-hmm. is from wheat or sugar or whatever, like unhealthy yeah. stuff. And so I had to work out and get rid of it to get the BBL. So then I did that. Then I got the BBL. I did it so fast. I was into it.
Turbo.
Yeah. Then I got BBL, and then after I got BBL, I, you know, when you have like surged up body, mm-hmm. you kind of like get used to the body that you have now. And because you have body dysmorphia and dysphoria, because every girl has body dysmorphia, mm-hmm. but then we have dysphoria too.
Yeah.
So it's like double whammy. Mm-hmm. So then I would like forget that I had or you forget your old body, and then you think that this body is your old body. It's so weird.
Yeah.
And then you overanalyze your body so much. So then I started, you know, doing things, and my dentist told me I should stop, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. My back teeth were like, they're like still like fucked up. But yeah, it was like really bad. And then I turned to laxatives. I talked about this on TikTok. Mm-hmm. You know, the ballerina skinny tea. You're supposed to do it once a week. I would do one in the morning, one at night. Oh,
he's going for a kiss.
Kissy. I would do one in the morning, one at night. And then I would take laxative pills also. Mm-hmm. And then one day I just started bleeding and having really sharp pains in my stomach. And yeah, then I went to the hospital because I would like faint.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah. I couldn't eat anymore.
That's wild. That's so intense.
Oh, I got goodness. So skinny. And then I lost a little BBL because for a year you're not supposed to lose fat mm-hmm. because your cells need to survive. So, yeah. And then I was in the hospital. And then what ended up curing me was literally not the medication they would give me. It would get worse by that. I would have to do a cleanse. Okay. 5 days, no food. Mm-hmm. So, like, my body, like, regenerated. And now I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing that you've come out on the other side. I feel like sharing this is so important because so many people go through this, specifically like trans girls. I feel like we're always, you know, taught that like smaller is better, being skinny, being weak, being all these things, you know, and like it's almost like glamorized in a way. But when you talk about like the blood and the pain and like the dental issues and going to the hospital, it's like just not worth it, you know, at the end of the day. And like,
but then when you're so into it, it's so worth it. Like, when you're in that moment, it's, like, nothing to you because you're so into the world of, like, image, you know?
Like, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. Yes. Like, you feel... And I that's why I would also identify with having an eating disorder. I'd never reached the point of, like, being hospitalized or anything like that. I had moments, you can probably look back in, like, 2018, where, like, if you look at some of my videos, my arms look like bones. Like, I just, like, wouldn't eat... like for long periods of time.
Yeah.
And like I would go to work and I would bartend and stuff and I just like wouldn't eat. I would have like an almond or, you know, and I became so skinny. Like I, for some reason, like I never had to purge or take laxatives, but I could just prevent myself from eating. Like I just like wouldn't eat. And so just being like super, super skinny. And then when you go out with your girls and you're the skinniest one out of all your friends and you're just like, damn, like I'm doing something right, you know? And it's like, that's not the healthy way of thinking, but
vicious circle.
Yeah. You just like want to be the skinniest, the smallest, the whatever. And especially when you have like people in the world telling you like, you know, you'll never be a woman, blah, blah, blah. Then you feel like you have to be the most woman out of everyone. So.
Yeah. Also, like the dysphoria part is like, I think what causes all of us T girls to have like an enormous eating disorder. Because mm-hmm. what I notice is when you are big, a little bit bigger, mm-hmm. it triggers your dysphoria because bigger to me, when I look, because I'm so tall and like, you know, trans girls are tall, you don't want to be like, not large, but like you don't want to be like, you don't want your arms to be a little larger because it makes you seem larger beside a biological girl. You know what I mean? Yes. So you try to be the skinniest possible because that's the least you can do. Yes. You know what I mean?
It's giving like model energy over like Shrek energy.
Yeah.
And it's the difference between like, say, like for me, for instance, I'll never fit a size zero. Like I'm, you know, I'm 5'9". Like I transitioned when I was like 19. But it's the difference between being like a size 6 and a size 10. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, you may not look like you would be like a size 10 because, you know, like we're just taller and we're built different. Yeah. And so we look like a skinny size 10 or whatever, but it doesn't feel good when you see the number on the rack and you're like, I'll have a large, please. And they're like, really? You're a large? And it's like, well, the measurements don't lie, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I will say, like, I went to Sweden in 2017, and I remember going there and being like, wow, like, everyone here is tall. And every store I went into, I was, like, a small or an extra small, and I was like...
That must have been so good.
Yeah, because it depends, like, on the culture, too, because, like, I feel like there's so many cultures where, like, it's just shorter, smaller people in general. Like, I walk past entire couples that are, like, to my elbow, you know? Like, the man and the woman, they're just, like, walking by me, and I'm like... Whoa, I'm a different breed. But it's just like a difference in culture and genetics.
Being tall.
Honestly, it is. It's power.
It so is. Yeah, it's power.
Power.
Do you watch Carmelita?
I don't. What is Carmelita?
You don't know her?
No.
She's a YouTuber. I love her.
I'll have to look her up. Shout out to Carmelita. Yeah,
I love her. I watch her all the time. She's like very... She's, you know, she in the sense that she's problematic because she talks a lot about body positivity and stuff, and she has controversial opinions.
Yeah.
But I love her because she's so real about it. Because, you know, everyone has their own opinion. And if you're going to be online and everyone is going to like you, you're not being honest.
Exactly.
Because no one has thoughts, all their thoughts that, like, other people like. You know what I mean?
And you're not going to connect with people on a deeper level if you're like Play-Doh and you mold to every single person you meet. Like, that's just not genuine. Yeah.
Yeah. I've met like T-girls that are literally talking to me and it's like the second time we met and they're like, oh my God, yeah, I like fucking hate these people. And then online they're like, oh yeah, I love them. Like, it's so weird.
That is weird.
And they're like, not like just like, oh, I don't agree with that. They're like, I fucking hate them. Like, they're disgusting.
Yeah, that's wild. That's how you know those people aren't trustworthy, because you see in real time like their two-faced behavior. And if they're doing that with others, they'll probably do that to you.
Yeah,
like they're meeting you, they're like, oh my God, I love you. And then they turn around, like, her skirt is so fucking hideous, I hate it.
No, like, it's crazy.
I recently did like a pod, and one of the stories I featured was Eden the Doll's like rib removal surgery.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And I feel like I covered it more from just like a standpoint. I'm not anti-surgery, and like I'm totally into like getting whatever you want, but I was just more so covering it from like a health aspect because I was like just curious about like what the rib removal process would be like.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wonder if like she's seen it or hasn't. I mean, like, I think I was nice in the video. Like, I don't think I was being mean or anything like that, but
no, you were fine.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder because I feel
Did she talk to you?
No. Oh,
okay.
Like, she's someone who's, like, never acknowledged my existence. And, like, I don't assume, like, most people know who I am, but, like...
No, you know what? Sometimes I feel like we overthink it because, you know, there's been many times in the past years that I was like, oh, my God, that girl doesn't like me. And then I meet her and she had no idea who I was.
Yeah.
You know? You,
like... So true, honestly.
Tend to overthink, really.
I do, yes. I
no, you didn't.
We all do.
She would... Yeah, I don't think she...
Yeah, she wouldn't care.
No.
I know. I always wonder that stuff, too, because it feels, like, taboo to talk about anyone else online, because then it feels like you're just, like, clout chasing or something, or, like, doing something.
Yeah. If you're an influencer, honestly, you have to have a big mouth.
That's true.
Because if you don't...
You're not going to make it.
Are you even an influencer?
Yeah.
Are you going to, like, change the way you say stuff to sound more... Like, to sound less mean? Yeah. But you're still going to say your opinion, you know?
So true.
That's what I do, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I think things and I'm like, oh my God, if I said that out loud, it would sound so wrong.
Yeah.
But then my original idea and how I think put through a filter is so good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it's what I'm thinking. It's just like not the way I would have said it if I don't roll my tongue.
And
but there's some people that don't think before they speak.
That's
Lila,
true.
Hence yeah, Lila. Yeah, yeah. Which is why it's good. Like, honestly.
Yeah, entertaining. Where, not to be, like, very, like, stereotypical, but, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years, you know? Adia at 28.
I'm pregnant.
Pregnant. I love that. Third yeah. child?
I don't know. I'm, like, working on my art right now. I love,
and your art is so gorgeous. I love it. The colors and the fish, like, it's giving fish. I feel like it's so, like, two girl coded, but, like, in the most best way. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. No, it's beautiful. I love doing art. Like, yeah, I love it so much. So I want to do that and, like, go further into it. I want to be a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Like, I want to be a YouTuber. I feel like I'm doing good.
Yes, you are. I've loved all of Adia's recent videos. Like, really? Your production quality is so good. And
you like?
Your looks. Yeah. And just, like, the way that you're speaking to the camera now, it's so different. Because, like, I remember, like, your early, early videos when you always had, like, the half updo and stuff. I think you're probably, like, at your parents' home or whatever. And, like, you were, like, a kid, like, so young. But 19. They were good videos. It's just, I remember you had, like, a hard time, like, getting to the point or, like, being concise. And they were just, like, really long. And I know I just said that, but, like.
Babe, so true. You're so right.
And mine were like that, too, like, when I first started.
No.
But I'm just comparing, like, it's, like, night and day to, like, the videos I'm seeing you do now. I'm like, damn, like, this girl is a YouTuber now. Like,
yeah, because I realized people have low attention span now.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have any. And so when you're doing YouTube, you need to cut those pauses, girl.
You do, and I do this too. You have the and the
And do you rewatch your videos after and you're like, if I didn't know myself, would I watch this? Yes. And then you edit what you wouldn't want to hear.
Yeah.
I do that.
That's so smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And sometimes I get my friends to watch it before I post it. I'm like, should I like remove this part? And they tell me everything. And I'm like,
I love that. That's so smart. You should do that.
You always can have like a good, you know, like, rebrands. Always. Yes.
Well, it's been, like, so nice, like, getting to meet you in person.
Yes.
I feel like we're, like, starting this, like, friendship.
Yes.
That I feel like is going to last so long, if not forever. And I feel like I've been wanting to, like, meet you in person for so long. So thank you so much for coming onto Brain Rot. Everyone, go follow Adia on everything. I'm obsessed.
And I'm obsessed.
Block Elio because he's trying to like create friction. But yes, no. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Little final cheers little with final our empty glasses.
Little drops.
Yes.
Cheers.